Hello, this is Mike Harbath, and with another Shoot the Moon podcast for this week in April 2020, broadcasting live and direct from my home in Prior Lake, Minnesota, as we all still are on stay-at-home orders for the COVID-19 virus. This week, we're going to talk about do-it-yourself marketing programs that can help you stay relevant in these crazy times. Obviously, web marketing has become more important than ever as we look to gain the eyes and minds of our potential customers. And most IT services firms that we have worked with over the years struggle with marketing. They, frankly, if they have to cut a spend due to the business contracting, as it may be now for many of you in this crazy time, they cut marketing. And the problem with that is, you know, it's challenging to be able to get the eyes and minds of your potential clients if you're not out in front and you're not doing digital marketing very well. So what we're going to recommend are sort of the five top marketing DIY tricks in marketing. So you can market on a shoestring, do it with your fuzzy slippers on, while working from home, and certainly get out there and get noticed. The first DIY tactic is to do, you know, SEO well. You kind of call it SEO 101. Certainly, you can use the web to educate yourself on the basics of search engine optimization. There's tons of great content out there about SEO and how to do SEO. But with minimal effort, it's probably your most powerful tool for potential clients finding you and your website. It will certainly pay great dividends for inbound inquiries. And I think when you think about measuring success with marketing, you really need to think about, you know, how effective are we at driving eyeballs to the website and ultimately finding your ideal prospect profile. And certainly mastering SEO will be one of those ways. The second way that we think is very effective is start a blog, right? Obviously, you've had plenty of clients that have been paying you for years for advice and perspective on, you know, your smarts on technology and implementation around, you know, your tech services chops. And certainly they want to read about that. And I think being able to start a blog that, you know, people will look at and subscribe to and be part and parcel of will certainly help you get the message out. And it's, you know, now that you've sort of mastered your SEO strategy, it will certainly begin to bring in new leads. And there's plenty of good, you know, blogs out there. We'll put a few in the website as examples that you can refer to as, you know, if you want to look for a template or look how to lay it out. It's also certainly very important that you build out your contact lists. This is really the third tip in marketing DIY. Make sure that you've organized your drip marketing, as we call it, contact lists, so that you can begin to do email marketing very effectively. Email marketing has a great return rate. It's a great return on investment. I know we all get all kinds of email or unsolicited email. We think, oh, heck, we don't want to be one of those companies. But certainly if it's much more targeted and is designed around a very focused campaign, it's not spam. It won't be flagged as such and should be a great way to spread industry news and upcoming events and talk about, you know, how you guys are making an impact on your customers. And it's an inexpensive way to run a marketing campaign that will get attention. And certainly you can begin to start on that whole effort by honing your list and then determining what information you'd like to spread via email marketing. There's a, you know, kind of a hybrid layout approach as well as it relates to, you know, there used to be newsletters, used to be the rage. And, you know, now it's much more about an email marketing campaign, but one in which that has embedded HTML and a few other things can certainly, you know, jazz up that email a little bit. You have to be somewhat careful with that because oftentimes those things can get flagged in your spam filters. So there's a little bit of art to this. But nothing that you can't learn about online, and certainly look for the optimum mix of just text content and embedded HTML. The fourth DIY trick is get social. Certainly social media has become super important in the annals of marketing your business. Channels like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn are a lot of people get their information from those channels. And the marketing approaches in those social channels are free to almost free in general. Pretty easy to push out content in those channels. There is some list management that has to be done, you know, kind of probably pursuant back to item three on our DIY marketing recommendation about building out your contact list. Same thing applies for social media. Pretty critical to make sure that your social media lists make sense and that you're cultivating invites to relevant members of your relevant members of your audience or people that should be hearing your messaging. And that's something that takes sort of a consistent drumbeat of maintenance. And we think that if you do that, certainly your social, you know, media efforts will continue to be more and more effective. But if you can get in a rhythm of pushing out content into your social channels with your followers, you know, setting up company pages, making sure that you've got, you know, meaningful content going out there, certainly that will pay dividends. And finally, the big recommendation in five marketing tips, DIY style, is to focus on video. Video is a very easy way to get your message out. It's a great way for potential customers to meet you face-to-face in a sort of non-live manner. It plays well into sort of the trend pushing everyone right now due to the coronavirus to a more robust video teleconference or video conferencing experience. And it's inexpensive. You can record a YouTube video and put it out there very easily, link it to your website, certainly put out some tidbits and some other things that I think make sense. I'm a big fan of video. If you go look on YouTube under Revenue Rocket, you'll certainly see all kinds of videos that we have created over the years. Everything from commentary on strategy, growth strategy topics like this one, all the way to M&A related topics. And videos don't have to be a long, drawn-out affair, right? They certainly can be very short, a minute to a few minutes, just sharing some of your thoughts about the industry or about, you know, sharing some knowledge, paying it forward, are very well received. And you can certainly put it out as a video blog or, you know, Google loves this stuff, as I mentioned. It certainly helps your SEO strategy. So, to kind of wrap up on the DIY front, there's, I guess, it's important to understand that, you know, doing marketing well doesn't mean that you have to spend a fortune. And we talked in last week's podcast about, you know, how you can reduce spending on critical things. You know, and reducing spending on critical things like marketing just doesn't make sense. It's like, you know, trying to, as Henry Ford said, and this was in last week's podcast, it's like, you know, trying to save time by, you know, stopping your watch. It just doesn't add up. You really need to have this be a consistent focus in your business, and we strongly recommend that you do so. So hopefully you found that to be a beneficial 9 minutes of your time. We look forward to being in touch again next week on next week's podcast. So for that, we'll tie a ribbon on it. That's this week's Shoot the Moon podcast from Revenue Rocket. Take care.